My name is Tuba Masood and I'm back with yet another episode of Climate Mahal, and this time it's all about that smog. In this episode, I talked to Zoha Siddiqui, a reporter with Rest of the World, and Amira Adil, Senior Manager Sustainability at NUST, about the air we breathe.
When we looked at where sort of Lahore was ranking in the list of most polluted countries in the world, the fact that smog is a regional problem was glaringly evident. So that's when the idea sort of crept up, and then we realized that we needed data to back this up, right? This couldn't just be a story comprising of anecdotes. We needed numbers. We needed sort of tangible evidence, so to speak, to show that gig workers were on the front lines of this crisis and were getting impacted.
India and China do also have regularly bad air quality reporting, and so they're right up there. So this seems to be a regional problem, but we are doing really, really bad in terms of air quality.
It really affects every part of your body. So it's not just your cardiovascular health, as in your heart health, your lung health, your ability to breathe, but it also affects your brain. It enters your bloodstream, and so it really depends on the type of air pollution that you're breathing. And in Pakistan, that could literally be anything, because, you know, people even burn waste over here.
We decided to use these sort of small portable air quality monitors manufactured by a company called Atmo. They rank air quality on a scale of 0 to 100, with 0 being the lowest and 100 being the best. In Lahore, Tuba, it was 0 inside my hotel room. It was 0 in the lobby of the hotel room. It was 0. For a while, I thought it was...
I'm feeling something really bad is going to happen right now. I'm getting really nervous about this.
Because it wouldn't budge from 0. You know, my hotel room had levels of PM2.5, which is particulate matter that can penetrate inside your lungs, hovering around 170.
So an entire generation of Pakistan is now facing this issue where children's brains are being affected by particulate matter and other air pollutants, which are going in there and affecting their cognitive abilities, mm-hmm. which means an entire generation is being affected by bad air quality and we're doing nothing about it.
Sami lives in this place called Golbagh, and when he was on his shift, you know, he was on this bridge that is next to the Badshahi Mosque, and the mosque was sort of covered in this sheet of gray. It was at about 10 in the morning, right? It's certainly not fog, because you can feel it. Your chest hurts, your throat hurts, you can feel your lungs on fire.
We don't really need to let this happen. We don't really need to have our kids be living like this, but it's kind of up to us.